season. We're back.
Let's get it.
Episode. It's, you know, games of the week episode. Also going to talk about Thursday night's game, which was a pretty good game. The Chargers and the Raiders in Oakland. First time that Oakland was back in a long time. D-Dub, go ahead and break that game down.
Yeah, man. The Chargers, they were in Oakland, in the city. And it was a tight game. I'm not gonna lie. It was a tight game. Oakland barely made it out of this alive. The Chargers, they were putting in work, especially in, you know, the second quarter. Oakland came out to a hot start. They picked up 17 real quick in the first half, but in the second quarter, you know, the Chargers, they weren't gonna have that. They came out with a stand in the second quarter. They put up a quick 14, and then, you know, it made it a close game right there at the halftime. And then from there, it was neck and neck all the way down to the end. You can see, you know, in the third quarter, going back and forth, a couple turnovers, but Phillip Rivers, he was throwing it, but those interceptions killed him. I think without those three interceptions, they probably would have won against the Raiders. It was very, very close. It really came down to the end. And if Oakland doesn't, you know, manage those last couple points in the fourth quarter, Chargers are taking this.
I think that, number one, there was a lot of penalties in the first half.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Both teams.
Yeah.
The Oakland defense, they played pretty well, man. They, you know, I'm not going to take anything from them. They had two big first half interceptions on Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
They had a third one that was taken away because of the penalty. And, of course, the Chargers took advantage of that and scored the very next play with Melvin Gordon. But Oakland is not bad, man. I said this last episode. They have a chance to still stay and be competitive this season. This moves them to 5-4, puts them in second place in the division, a tough division, you know. And they have all the right pieces, I think, to make a run, to at least try to get to the wild card. If you look at it, Josh Jacobs, rookie.
Yeah.
He's one of the best running backs in the league right now. He's close to 1,000 yards already. He's already broken the Raider rookie record. So, you know, they got a lot of good pieces. Darren Waller has played well for them. He's been reliable for Derek Carr. Tyrell Williams, who they signed from the Chargers, he's been decent as well, too. So I think that they have a lot of pieces, and I think they can stay competitive as far as the Chargers go. They're just too inconsistent. We saw them play a great game against the Packers last weekend, and then, you know, they showed up like this again on Thursday. So, very inconsistent. I think that they need to find out who they are. Melvin Gordon did a little bit better running the football this week. He had a couple of big plays on the ground and in the passing game.
Yeah, for them. His yards per carry went up this week too. You know, 22 carries for 108 finally, yards. You know, and a TD.
Finally,
this is the Melvin finally. Gordon that, you know, you said was impossible. That was never going to happen. But hey, it actually happened. You saw it this game. If it continues to carry on to the next couple games, then maybe, you know, the Chargers can get something going. They're not completely out of it yet, but
we'll pump the brakes on Melvin Gordon. I got to see more from him.
No, definitely want to see more from
like
him.
This again. But you know, he was good this game. You know, will he keep that going and moving forward in the future? I don't know. I wouldn't bet my money on it, but we'll see what happens with him going on in the future.
Quick question. Do you think it's time for the Chargers to move on from Phillip Rivers with those three interceptions?
They don't have anybody right now. I think that...
Do you think it's a question they're going to be asking at the end of the season?
I think they need to find his successor immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they don't make the playoffs and they get a good positioning in the draft. I think that it's time for them to find his successor.
Mm-hmm.
But he still can play.
For sure.
It's not like, you know,
he's not completely falling off.
Yeah. It's not like the Eli situation in New York where, like, you know, you really don't believe in this guy anymore. Like, you know, they still think that he can get them somewhere. I don't think that they're a playoff team right now. I think that the last year was his last chance. They had a pretty good team last year, you know, but they just, you know, couldn't beat the Patriots, and that's always been his thing, you know. He can't beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I think his window is closed, and I think that this season, this off season, that one of their main focuses should not only be how they move forward after the Melvin Gordon era, but how they replace Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, you're right. And with that, we go on to our top five games of the week. Ali, I'll let you start it off. Which game you want to hit up first?
I think this is the most important game, the biggest game of the week. The Seahawks and the Niners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The last undefeated team in the NFL. I think they're going up against the MVP, in my opinion.
Whoa. Let's pump the brakes on MVP right now. Let's pump the brakes. That's a whole other episode. Let's not give that to them for free. Let's get to that on another episode.
He's definitely, you know, the MVP. And I think that the Seahawks have something to prove this week. I think the Seahawks are going to come out guns blazing. I think they're going to be hyped on defense. And I've been saying this for weeks, that their first loss was coming. I think this is finally the week that they lose. I think Seahawks come in to San Fran and they ball out and they play a good game and they get it done. And I think he's going to have a big game. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that they really accomplish what they need to accomplish and get it done. Especially on defense. I think defense is most important for them to come out and secure this win.
Yeah. Here's my thing. You got the best defense in the league right now against one of the top rushing offenses in the league right now. Especially with Russell, you know, Russell Wilson and those two legs of his. If he's able to do what he normally does, Russell Wilson, he's gonna tear down San Francisco, and I think that's a high possibility. But I'm not gonna put it against San Fran. I have confidence in San Fran. They're on a roll. I think they're winning this one. It's gonna be tight, but if they manage to shut down the running game, like they did with Carolina, it's on and popping. They're gonna run over and steamroll Seattle.
Yeah, I think that, you know, defensively, they got talent, man, especially up front. I think that the way DeForest Buckner and Arik Armstead have been playing and sealing the edges, you know, it makes it so hard to run against them. Mm-hmm. But that's what Seattle does, you know. It's not their first time being the best rushing team in the league, you know. So they know how to get it done. And like I said, you know, I just think Russell Wilson is going to be a little bit too much. They haven't played a quarterback like him yet this season.
He's so
dynamic with how he's able to evade defenders and how he's able to get out of the pocket and make plays. And that's when he's at his best. When he's on the run, scrambling, getting extra yards and creating time for his receivers to get open, that's when he hurts teams the most. And I think it's going to be that same type of situation this week. I think that the corners for San Francisco have been solid all season. Richard Sherman and those guys have been really legit all season. But Tyler Lockett is a threat whenever he's on the field. And him and Russ have a very good relationship on the field. They have
lethal combo. Very
strong chemistry. And, yeah, I just think that they're going to, you know, connect a few times and score. And DK Metcalf, he had a big catch against the Buccaneers last week. You know, a big catch, you know, to help him win the game. And, you know, he's stepping up. So I think that, you know, they're just going to be a little bit too overwhelming for the 49ers this week.
I think that, you know, they do have a challenge with the 49ers do have a challenge this week. But I don't think it's going to be enough. I still got the 49ers on top on this one. I think Jimmy G is going to do his thing. I think the 49ers are going to win this 28-24.
Yeah. I mean, I have it a different score. I have it actually going to be 17-14 Seattle. I don't think it's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. I think it's going to be a tight defensive game. It's a division game. So it's going to be a lot of emotion going on. I think it's going to be a tight game, 17-14 Seattle.
Okay. And with that, I got our next exciting game for the week, the Vikings and the Cowboys. Now, this is a big game, especially for the NFC. You got the Vikings that are up and trending, and you got the Cowboys that are trying to, you know, solidify and be consistent in the NFC division. You know, with a couple losses that they suffered already, Jerry Jones is still trying to figure out, is Dak that guy? Is he that guy? Right now, he's maintaining his last win. Well, it was okay, but it wasn't against a great team. I mean, so now they're going against the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is the shooter, and he's been steamrolling. Can that Cowboys defense really step up and put down the Vikings? What you think, Ali?
Well, it's going to be an interesting game. First and foremost, it's going to be interesting because the Cowboys need this win more so than the Vikings do. The Vikings are in a very good position where they're pretty much locked in into that wild card spot. You know, the Cowboys need this win. One, they needed to, of course, keep pace with Philadelphia. Two, they need it because they need confidence. They need confidence in that locker room to know that they went out against a solid team and they won. So it's going to be a huge game for Dak Prescott. Like you said, his numbers against poor teams have been outstanding, and as it should be. But against 500 plus teams, he's been just okay. So this is going to be a big game for him, and it's going to, you know, definitely be a litmus test for him, you know, for everyone to see where Dak Prescott really is. The Vikings defense is no joke. They bring a lot of pressure. They press up a lot on the outside, you know, and their safeties know how to make plays. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, they attack this defense and what the game plan is going to be. As far as the Vikings go, tough loss last week. You know, Kansas City, you know, was a tough matchup. You know, even without Mahomes, I think they're a formidable team. You know, but they lost that game, and, you know, I don't think they're rattled. I think that, like you said, Kirk Cousins, he's been balling. You know, and I don't think that, you know, they're going to be nervous about this game or worried about this game. I think that this is a game that they're confident about, that they know that they can win. The Vikings, you know, even with Adam Thielen out this week, this is going to be a game where
they're also going to they're also going to be missing Linville Joseph this week.
Yeah, so you know he's a big piece in the interior defensive line. So it's going to be interesting. I do have the Vikings coming out on top. I think that this is a game where they get back to what they've been doing, which is throwing the football, running the football, well balanced attack on offense, and I think they blow this one through the roof, and I think they win 31-18.
Yeah, I know the Cowboys are hype off their win off the Giants last week, but that's the Giants. That's a whole different team. You're going against the Vikings now.
It's 31-18 because I think the Cowboys get a fluke safety or something fluke happens for the Cowboys, get some type of momentum, and then they just get shut down after that.
Now, I'm not going to go against the Cowboys defense and say that, you know, they're not a good defense. They're a decent defense. They could hold it down. You know, their linebackers are great. Their forefront are pretty good. But the Vikings offense with Dalvin Cook and the running game, they haven't seen a running game like that yet. They saw Saquon Barkley, but the offensive line is not what you know, that's one player, but this offensive line has the ability to shift and make holes for Dalvin Cook so he can burst out and you know, get those 20, 30-yard runs. As in the passing game, Kirk Cousins, he's been lit. You know, I think the loss last week was, you know, pretty tough against a Kansas City team that has a lot of offensive weapons and is able to move the ball. But, you know, another week without Adam Thielen, I think they'll find a way, especially to get to the guys like Diggs and even Kyle Rudolph, you know, he was able to, you know, get himself in the mix-up last week. I, too, have the Vikings winning this one. I don't think it's going to be a crazy high scoring game, but I do think it's going to be, you know, somewhere around 32 to 21.
Okay. Now this next game is actually a pretty big game also. The Panthers going into Lambeau, going against Aaron Rodgers. You already know, man. Aaron Rodgers. That's all I'm gonna say for this segment. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Now I would have gave you that if they didn't have have that game last week. You lost to the Chargers. To the Chargers, who don't have the same running game as the Panthers in offensive weapons. This is a problem. Aaron Rodgers has a problem right now. It's not a big problem.
It's just a fluke.
It's just a fluke. You could say it's just a fluke. It's just a fluke, but you're still going against the Panthers, though. Their offensive weapons are way better than what the Chargers got right now, especially Christian McCaffrey, who's a dual threat in every which way. If you had a problem stopping Melvin Gordon and Mike Williams from putting up those numbers, what are you going to do when it comes to Carolina? Now, Aaron Rodgers is not the issue. He's not the issue. It's the defense. The last couple games, they've let up more than 20 plays worth 20, 25, 30-plus yards. That is a problem per game. That's per game. That's a problem on the defense. It's not the offense that I'm worried about. It's the defense.
They'll be just fine. It was a fluke game last week. Aaron Rodgers. He's not losing two in a row. Aaron Rodgers. They're going to win this game. The score is going to be 34-28. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm going against the grain on this one, and I'm picking the Panthers because that showed me last week that there's something going on in Lambeau. They've got a great leader. They got a great coach. You could say it's a fluke, but that defense is getting shaky. They got some injuries that are questionable this week, but we don't know. It's a game-time decision.
They have injuries, and okay, it's the midway point. It happens. It happens to all teams. This is a legit team. You know, they know the position that they're in, especially with the 49ers having a chance to lose this week. They know that if they win, this only gets them closer to the top. It only gets them closer to having a chance to win the division and also get home field in the playoffs. Now is the time where teams need to step up. And Aaron Rodgers knows that. The team knows that. A lot of these players have also been in the playoffs with him, you know, the last few years. So, you know, they know, you know, what time it is. These guys, you know, they had that fluke game in Los Angeles last week. It wasn't really, you know, a good showing for them. Aaron Rodgers, you know, was subpar and all that crazy stuff. That game is over with. These guys are focused, and they ain't playing. You know, they're ready. They know what's coming up. They're going to win this game, man.
Okay, well, I got the Panthers winning this 24-17.
The disrespect, man. You got Aaron. You think Aaron Rodgers is only going to score 17 points this week after last week?
Last week, he only scored 11 points. What are you talking
after
about?
After last, and you think so he's like going to only like score I was 17 saying, points it is, this week? Who on, 17, who on what, the Carolina? Who on the Carolina defense can stop Aaron Rodgers? They don't have nowhere near.
We're not talking about Aaron. No, we're not talking about stopping Auer Rodgers.
Outside of Luke Kuechly, they have nowhere near the amount of what defensive weapons that the Chargers have. So who on that team do you think is going to stop Aaron Rodgers and only allow him to score 17 points? You crazy, man.
Could you explain? The Chargers held them up held them down to 11 points. So you're saying that the Panthers can't do
it's
it?
It's not happening 2 weeks in a row.
If this, all right. If this I mean, I'm not saying it's happening later, 2 weeks in a row, but I'm saying he's taking an L this week.
Or 4 weeks later.
I'm still standing firm. No matter what you say, it's not going to change my mind. I think the Panthers is going to win.
It's not happening 2 weeks in a row.
With that, we go on to the next game. The game is actually a game that we should be watching. The Lions versus the Bears. Now,
division matchups are always fun. They're always tight. Division matchups are always good.
For sure. And with the Lions really, see, I've been saying it all. Every game that they played, they've always been in. It's always been because of a penalty or, you know, something. I think that if they can come out early, shooting, and not, you know, not mess up with the penalties like they've been doing in the last couple of games, they can win, and they have the ability to do that. I just think, you know, the penalties and those small mistakes have been holding them back. But every game that they've been playing, it's always been close. They've never gotten. They haven't been blown out.
I think if the Lions lose this week, which I think they will, it's time to get to the drawing board.
If they lose, definitely to the drawing board. You think Trubisky is going to be coming out gunning and slinging and putting up a whole bunch of points?
He doesn't need to. He just needs to stick to the game.
Okay.
He just needs.
They got to score somewhere, though.
He just needs some confidence.
They got to score somewhere.
One win can change everything, and that's what the Chicago Bears need. They just need one win right now.
Same thing for Detroit.
I don't think Detroit has
it. They just need a win.
Detroit has had too many tough losses already. Sometimes a team had too many tough losses late in the season. It's already to a point where Detroit has had too many tough losses. I think that they don't have a running game. And this has been an ongoing issue in Detroit for like 10 years now. Like maybe even more.
Yeah, that is true. Like they don't have a running game. Well, I can't say for that many years, because remember, Amir Abdullah was doing great things out there.
He was trash.
Really, he was one of the rushing leaders in the league.
Trash.
Okay, I mean, the team was trash, but he still got his numbers up.
They haven't had a good running game since we was little kids, man. They are trash in the running game. You can't – Amir Abdullah, I can't believe that's the name that you could have said, you know, anybody else. Amir Abdullah, that's the best – that's my point. That's the best Detroit running back that you could think of the top of your head instantly. You can't even.
That's the best that they've had.
I can't even think of a Detroit running back off the top of my head that just pops up, like, because that's how bad they've been. They haven't had a decent running back in ages since Barry Sanders left the team. They haven't had a good running back, and they need to get that. I think that they need to upgrade their offensive line. I think that they're hurting. They need to get a running back. And I think that they need to get to the drawing board. I don't think they'll be able to score on the ground this game, which I think they'll need. I think that the Chicago defense comes out strong on the back end. I think this is going to be a game where Chicago wins it 28-24. And I think Mitchell Trubisky gets the game that he really needs. I think this is the one game that he needs to win to boost his confidence and, as a division game, a game that's going to be very exciting. I think Chicago pulls this out and gets the win.
Well, again, I'm going against the grain on this one. I got the Lions on this 28-20. I think the offense of the Lions is very, very high speed. It's just, you know, penalties and those things held them back. You know, the running game, Kerryon Johnson, you know, the issue there. But the passing game, Kenny Galladay, Martin Jones III, they are still a problem. And the Bears secondary has not been performing well. They're good against the run, but they don't got a run game. So they're going to be passing, substituting that with the passing game. So I don't think that the Bears are going to do exactly what you think they're going to do. I got the Lions winning this 28-21.
I think the Bears get the running game going. I think they found now their running back. The last 2 weeks, David Montgomery has been that main guy. I think they've now found their running back. So I think that they get back to what they did last year, running the football. You know, it moving the chains and getting big plays off of the play action. So I think they'll get back to that this season. This game, and I think that they pulled this out. Now, of course, to the final game of the week, the Steelers, the Rams. The Rams are, 5-3 now? The Steelers are 4-4. They won a couple of games in a row. It's going to be an interesting game. I think that James Conner not playing is going to be a little bit of, you know, a miscue for them. I think that he's been phenomenal. He's a definitely workhorse. Big issue. He's an every down back for them. But I think that, you know, they have a good, you know, sense of depth with their running backs. I think that Samuel, who I believe is going to start, should play well. So, you know, I think that they're going to be okay in the run game. This is a game where it matters, not only for the Rams.
It's determined the fate of two teams.
Not only for the Rams, but for the Steelers as well. If the Steelers win this game, they stay competitive in a chance to get the wild card. If the Rams win this game, it's the same thing for them. But if either team loses, it hurts them a lot. If the Rams lose, they drop to 5-4. And then, of course, now you're trailing on the back end. You're competing with Philly and, you know, in Dallas in terms of, you know, maybe getting a wild card spot. And, you know, they have to keep pace with those two teams in their division that are balling right now, the Seahawks and the 49ers. So this is a huge game for the Rams. This is a game that they must win, especially with all the moves that they did before the deadline, getting Ramsey, trading for Corbett. You know, so this is a game that they need to win. For the Steelers, they need to stay competitive with the Ravens. I don't think there's any catching up to do, but they have a very, very favorable schedule coming up. After this, they got the Browns twice. They have the Bengals. You know, so they pretty much are smooth sailing until the end of the season when they have to play the Ravens again. So they are, you know, they have a chance to, you know, actually get some good momentum going for them and secure a wild card spot. So this is going to be a big game to watch. I think the matchup between Juju, if he plays against Ramsey, I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. I know we debated about this a little earlier. But I really think the Steelers pull this out. It's going to be tough against that Rams defense, but I think the Steelers pull this out and they come out on top and win this game. And it's going to be a big game for Mason Rudolph, and they win this 21-14.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings again, but it's not happening. The Rams are going to win this 28-24, and the reason is without a solidified run game, Aaron Donald's going to have his way. I don't know if you forgot, but that man was a rookie, defensive rookie of the year, and he's still a problem. They're going to go in and give the Steelers a tough time. No offensive weapons. The injuries are plaguing them. Juju Smith-Schuster is still questionable for this week's game. If he plays, it does help them a lot because they do need a veteran receiver out there. But without him, it's going to be a huge issue. Yes, they made some acquisitions defensively, which is, you know, they traded and got rid of some things, which, you know, down the line it'll help them. But defensively, I think that the forefront of the Rams is going to help them against this mediocre Steelers offense. Without James Conner to establish a run game, without Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't see it happening. Like I said, I got the Rams winning this one, 28-24.
It's going to be a tight game.
Definitely going to be a tight game.
If Juju doesn't play, then yeah, they're going to be in a little bit of trouble. But I think they're all okay. Their defense has been playing well the last couple of games. Their offensive line has been playing well the last couple of games. They had a good running game. They had a good offense last week without James Conner. So it's not like, you know, they haven't won a game, you know, since he's been out. They have been winning. So it's going to
won.
I think the team is going to be okay. And I think Mason Rudolph, everyone has been underestimating him all season. And Mike Tomlin, the whole Steelers, his teammates, they've had his back the whole season so far. They've been letting people know.
But you know, he can ball. But you said, you know, the last couple of games, let's remember the only good team that they played was the Colts. They played the Dolphins before that, and they played the Chargers before the Chargers even knew who even had an identity. They lost, you know, a loss to the Ravens, and the first win that they had was in week four against the Bengals. Let's pump the brakes and not forget that the Steelers are in trouble. They are just barely getting by. So they're going against a very good team in the Rams who have, you know, started to decline but can still put up numbers. And don't, and let's not sleep on their defense. Just because they traded Aqib Talib does not mean that he, you know, the defense is completely gone and falling to shit.
I mean, they just got Jalen Ramsey. I mean, they, you know, no one thinks that. I mean, no one thinks that their defense is falling to shit, but they are. I mean, they need to keep pace, and I don't think that at this point in the season. I mean, look at you know, his interview. He's not even picking up the defense that well just yet. So it's a chance to attack him, actually. You know, make him earn those big bucks. So if you have Juju on the outside going up against him, who he is no, you know, if, he's not no big weak receiver. He's a big physical receiver that can run on the outside on the perimeter, and he can run on the inside and make plays. So it's not, they're not outmatched at all. I think that their defense can definitely come up to the task. You know, they can cover all their receivers. Brandon Cooks may not play. I don't think he's going to play at all, actually.
Brandon Cooks is out. So, he's out for this week.
You know, they have a chance. They're not outmatched at all. So I think that it's going to be a closer game than people think. And I think the Steelers will be a little bit more competitive than people think.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. We're going to have to see because, right, you know, with the roster the way that it is, I mean, Deontay Johnson and James Washington are going to have to step up. Vance McDonald, I think that, you know, if he can continue to have that form that he had last year towards the end of the season and you know, really, you know, put up some numbers in this game, they do have a shot. No, there's no doubt about it that they do have a shot. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. And of course we're going to end with that today for this episode. Send in your picks. It's November, it's another month. It's time to see who the winner for this month is. Send us your picks, tweet them, call them in. Let us know who you got this week for the five games. And for coverage season, it's Easy Ollie.
It's your boy D-Dub. And don't forget, make sure you go to our Instagram, coverage_season, or you can hit us up on Twitter, cover season. And don't forget to hit that blog, coverageseasonb.home.blog. That's what we got for you today.
All righty. Catch y'all later.